With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he will fire a Federal Reserve governor unless she resigns. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The director of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has urged the Justice Department to investigate Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The administration accuses her of committing mortgage fraud. President Trump is vowing to take action unless she steps down.
I'll fire her if she doesn't resign.
Cook said she had no intention of being bullied to step down and that she takes any questions about her financial history seriously. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russia's top diplomat announced this week that Vladimir Putin won't meet with Volodymyr Zelensky until the Ukrainians agree to some sort of Moscow's longstanding demands to come to the end of that conflict. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week that Vladimir Putin has only invaded Ukraine when Democrats were in the White House.
In part because Democratic presidents like Barack Obama and Joe Biden had tempted him to pursue what he had always wanted to do. Even Vladimir Putin said last week that this war wouldn't have happened if President Trump had been in office, as it didn't happen in his first term in office.
The pro-energy group Power the Future is asking the Justice Department to take a closer look at an alleged Democrat effort to turn judges green by inviting them to luxury seminars.
It is enough of a cozy relationship that anyone involved in this litigation would at least ask for the judge to recuse himself or a change of venue. And that's all we're calling for is transparency.
That is Executive Director Daniel Turner, who told the Salem Radio Network this week that it's especially important right now as Democrats, unable to advocate their green agenda through the White House or Congress, are now turning more and more to moving their agenda through the courts. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors burn out on the job, and Michael Harrington takes a closer look at a study that explored to find out why that is.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that the number one reason for a Protestant clergyman to leave the profession is the sense that God has placed a new calling on him, 40%. Another 18% say they left the pulpit because of too many conflicts and uproars within the congregation they were leading, and 16% simply blame burnout. However, Lifeway points out that in total, only 1% of pastors actually quit their job every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNNews.com, anti-Semitism is on the rise in Romania. That's where the Jewish population was devastated by the Holocaust and decades of communist rule as well. Alexander Florian of the Elie Wiesel National Institute for the Study of the Holocaust in Romania says anti-Semitism is exploding on social media, places like Facebook and TikTok. This is SRN News. Keith Peters says this comes under the category of be careful what you wish for.
As AI becomes a part of everyday life, its massive energy and water needs are coming more into focus. For example, simple AI queries require more than 20 times the energy of a Google search that doesn't use AI. Generating a 3-second video uses the same energy as turning on a light bulb for a year. But like it or not, the technology is likely here to stay. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump announced on Friday the government has secured a 10% stake in struggling Silicon Valley pioneer Intel in a deal completed just a couple of weeks after he depicted the company's CEO as a conflicted leader who was unfit for the job. Winning session on Wall Street to end the week. Wall Street rallied to its best day in months after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted that cuts to interest rates may be on the way. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.